Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude the message I've been sharing this week, or I should say teaching, really, on goal setting. And that basically it is a way also, simultaneously, of stretching our faith. We can attempt things that we normally wouldn't even attempt as we pray and seek God for the God-given goals He would have us to achieve. And it definitely will stretch our faith as we seek the Lord. Well, we yesterday talked about consequences of not setting goals. Just by way of brief review, that we can waste time and money and energy simply if we don't take time, if we don't plan time for ourselves, for our family, for relationship developing and continuing relationship with friends. They just have a way of not happening. It's the way our lives are. Everything is rushed and pushed and fast and, going at the speed of light practically. There's just so much hurrying around. I mean, people on the freeways, they act like they're late for an important date. I'm telling you, like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, they're late for an important date. And so we don't want to be part of that, that worldly frenzy, if you will. And also, if we don't make goals, there's no control or determination of what happens in your life. Because if you don't plan your goals, what you want to do, someone else will do that. It can be family, it can be friends, it could be circumstances that will control literally what happens, how you spend your time. And God has given us a tremendous ability. He's given us free will. He's given us the power of choice. And He desires us to have dominion. That was God's purpose for Adam and Eve to rule and subdue the earth. And it starts, beloved, for ourselves. If we can't have dominion over our own self, our own choices, then how can we be responsible for anyone else if we don't have the power to rule ourselves? In fact, there was a scripture I shared of a man doesn't have a rule his own spirit. He's like a city that's broken down without walls. That's in Proverbs. So it's important that we make the decision, because God's given us this tremendous privilege to be able to make godly choices. And then also, thirdly, we're open to strategies of the enemy. If we just say, oh, well, I don't want to bother with all that. Well, God has always revealed His direction to His servants in the Bible. He will provide guidance, but we have to seek Him. We just can't say, well, you know, I'm not just not going to worry about that, because the enemy will bring up things to detour you, to distract you, to, you know, send you down wrong roads, send you places you don't want to go. And then finally, the last consequence of not making God-given goals is that we end up very lukewarm and experience mediocrity in our lives, not just spiritually, but in every way. Why? Because a person who doesn't have goals, you think about it. Think about times in your own life when you were really motivated. Well, if you're just kind of lukewarm, you just don't give your best. Why? Because you're not trying to achieve anything. What's going on? Oh, nothing. What are your goals? What goals? God doesn't want us to live that way. And also, people that are in that state of lukewarmness, of being, you know, mediocre, they tend to be critical of those who are trying to actively take charge of their life with the Lord's help. Why? Because they don't want to change themselves. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone, and it makes them uncomfortable when you're around all excited about the things that God, you know, the plans you have and the things you want to do for the Lord. They don't want to hear it. Just go away. Leave me alone. And so we don't want that. God doesn't want that for us. And there are great blessings of a godly, goal-directed life with the Lord's priorities. Remember back to that original foundation scripture, without a vision, the people perish. That's a strong word. It means they can be destroyed. Without a vision, the people perish. A vision gives priorities, and priorities are achieved through goals. And so, first of all, we should want to be used of God. That's the purpose of our salvation, not only our eternal salvation and assurance of an eternity living with the Lord, but God wants to bring a great harvest in before it's everlastingly too late. And you'll never be able to improve on His plan, beloved. He can use you. It doesn't matter how educated you are. It doesn't matter what your gifts or talents are. You have what you have, God has given, custom made for you. And you, not only will you be used of God, but secondly, you'll be an inspiration, you'll be an encouragement, and a testimony to others. You show me a person with goals, and you know what? They have energy, they have enthusiasm, they're excited, and they live in expectation of what God is doing in their lives, and not only what He's doing, but what He's going to do. This is the way God wants us to live. If we're to have an abundant life, that doesn't just refer to, you know, material blessings or prosperity or financial prosperity, but it means prosperity of soul, of joy, of happiness, of fulfillment and satisfaction. And if we can, there's nothing else. In fact, you can't bless others more than being blessed yourself. If you will do the things that are required to secure God's goals for your life, have His vision for your life, that's going to make you excited. Why? Because you want to be obedient, and He's going to help you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever think that it all depends on your abilities or strength. All it takes is just commitment to do what God would have you to do. Look, I'm thinking right now of Gideon. He popped into mind. He said, you know, the objections of the angel of the Lord appeared. Oh, I'm least in my clan, in my family. Who am I? You don't want to choose me. And the angel of the Lord says, go in this thy might. He was a deliverer of Israel. He vanquished the enemy and those that God called to rally around him. And so even though he felt he was very unqualified, that wasn't what God's plans were. And as he obeyed God, it was an amazing victory for the people of Israel. So don't disqualify yourself. All right. In fact, I'd like to share something. You know, I just said a person with goals tends to have energy and enthusiasm. They are expecting God to bless what they're doing because they've sought the Lord. And do you know what the definition of enthusiasm is? The definition means to be inspired. Okay, and you know what the root word is? It's entheos, E-N-T-H-E-O-S. That's a combination of two words, en and theos. It means plus God. How do you like that? In fact, the first definition in Webster of enthusiasm is belief in spiritual revelation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my friends, it doesn't get better than that. So what's an enthusiast? Basically, to be enthusiastic, of course, is an adverb. Is that right? Adverb? Yeah, they're enthusiastic. Yeah, I think so. From my grammar school, but an enthusiast is one who gives himself completely to whatever engages his interest. And we certainly, obviously, even if you're not in that group, sports enthusiasts, right? Oh, they just know all the batting scores, or I'm just not there. But there are those who are, and they can tell you statistics. They have got the information. Why? Because they're really interested and they get excited and they just really enjoy it so very much. And that's true of hobbies. You find someone who's really excited about a hobby, they throw themselves into it. And so we need to do that in what particular way God would have us do, but to be mostly also enthusiastic about serving the Lord. Because when we're enthusiastic about serving the Lord, He causes us to be satisfied on every level. He meets the needs of body, soul, and spirit. It's the whole man He ministers to. That's God's plan. I mean, it was His way in the beginning. And our mind was darkened with sin, so we have to relearn some of these basic truths that were very apparent to our original parents, Adam and Eve. They walked and talked with God. And so an enthusiast is someone who gives himself completely to whatever engages his interest. So, you know, when you think about it, that sounds a lot like the scripture found in Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Amen. All right. Well, let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord. These last 2 weeks, we've shared about priorities. We've shared about setting goals. And Lord, the purpose of this is not to get wrapped up in a bunch of details, but Lord, simply to live a very clearly defined life that's submitted to You. Lord, where we will show forth, just as Jesus, He was extremely goal-oriented. He did exactly what the Father wanted Him to do. He sought the Lord in prayer, and so His days were just not, you know, happenstance. He knew He had got directions from His Father. He may not have written it down as we may do in terms of our to-do list, but He knew He was led by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that's our desire, to fulfill Your plan for our lives. And so, Father, for every listener, those that have been inspired and encouraged by the things that as Scripture shows us, the things I've shared, Lord, we just praise You for great new victories ahead and a turnabout in their lives from discontent, from disappointment, into an enthusiastic, God-filled, God-excited life where we can see the glory of the Lord brought forth in our lives and the lives of others. That's our desire, to inspire others, Lord, in the wonders and joy of serving You. Well, my time's gone. Thank you for joining me this week. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.